You are listening to Water Online Radio, brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's leaders in the water, wastewater, and stormwater industries. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning, and welcome back to Water Online Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick. I have a really interesting show today. I'm looking forward to this series of conversations. Up first is Robert Walters. He is the Vice President of Construction and Engineering with Davidson Water. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Todd.
It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into our conversation around meters, Robert, I wanted to ask you to inform the audience a bit about Davidson Water. What do you guys do? How do you serve your market?
Davidson Water Incorporated is a private nonprofit membership cooperative drinking water utility, and we have our own treatment plant and about 1,800 miles of line, 50 to shy of 60,000 meters. We, you know, have about 14 or 15 pressure zones, about 30 tanks to maintain.
Well, that's a pretty arduous task. The Vice President of Construction Engineering. So tell us what that's all about. Give us a day in the life of Robert Walters.
Most of my day is about operations of Davidson Water, including specifying and speccing materials and products, review of plans, dealing with engineers and developers and surveyors, and then again, the operation and maintenance of Davidson Water, particularly the distribution system.
All right. So if I heard you correctly, Robert, I believe you said you maintain or operate about 50 to 60,000 meters. Did I hear that correctly?
It is. It's actually just under 60,000. We're like 59,500 connections.
So what kind of a meter are you using?
We are currently using and have been for a little over 10 years the 3G master meter, and we use a 5/8 by 3/4 meter for our residential connections. And we're a bedroom community to Winston-Salem, High Point, Greensboro. So therefore, 99% of our service area is residential in a 5/8 by 3/4 meter.
Okay. So master meters. So if I understand correctly, you've been using them for just about 10 years now. How did you ultimately land on that particular product?
Well, we did some pilot testing to begin with to dial in on what type of meter we want to use, reliability, whether the performance of the meter would actually do what the manufacturer said. We started out using some product on some piloting. It actually had a wire that was tethered from the register to a transmitter. Had some problems with that, with customers cutting the wire, plumbers cutting the wire. They dig out the meter box. What do you do with the transmitter? So we had some problems with that. So then we started looking for some other alternatives. Found master meter, whereby the radio is actually in the register, the wires. The meter doesn't look unusual, so therefore not a target for vandalism. And we've been using those ever since, for about a little over 10 years.
I want to go a little deeper on some of these problems. Is vandalism a common problem with meters?
I think it depends on the neighborhood. I think it can be. Again, sometimes it's just not having the knowledge of what that wire does. So, or being in a hurry, plumbers, particularly on new construction, would dig out the meter boxes, tie onto the setter, meter's in there. Again, you got a transmitter that's usually connected to like a piece of plastic pipe, or sometimes even tethered and drilled a hole through the lid. And just the construction, throwing that lid off, or the homeowner's got a leak, and they're digging out the meter box trying to figure out whether the leak's on our side or their side, and not understanding, again, about the transmitter and about the wire, and therefore winding up damaging. And then sometimes if the wire gets damaged, cut, then you get water intrusion into the register and possibly into the transmitter.
And how's that impact performance?
Usually the transmitter and or the register will die as a result of that water intrusion.
Yeah, well, that's a big problem, especially when you have to maintain 60,000 of these things. You know, I got to be perfectly honest with you, Robert. I would expect that if I'm a homeowner, and it sounds like a majority of your customers are residential, if I'm a homeowner and I have a problem and that requires me to hire a plumber, I would expect that individual would be professional, well-trained, who wouldn't break things. And it sounds like even if there's a reputable plumber serving you, that cutting that wire was a common problem. And I would expect them to understand and know enough about what they're dealing with that they wouldn't do that. But it sounded like that was a big problem too.
It was, and also reliability. We had some reliability issues with that sort of setup in the pilot.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right. Well, so tell me more about this Octave. I mean, this has obviously been a reliable product, the wire-free, if you will, and talk about its performance and talk about the maintenance of them and how has it impacted your ability to deliver to your customers.
Well, Octaves currently are made in the large meters, like from 2-inch and up. And the problem with large meters is, are you capturing all the water? Yeah, because typically, customers that use large meters also at times have extremely low flows, usually because of leaks that they have, and they may not have a knowledge of those leaks. And the large meters don't have the capability of capturing those very, very small leaks. That's the great thing about the Octave. It's able to capture some extremely low flows and get the full range of usage. And again, I think big problem with larger meters from 2-inch and up is capturing those very, very low flows. There's nothing in the meter that moves. I mean, it's a wide open channel, so therefore you can accommodate some very, very high flows if the customer needs it. So therefore, sometimes even sizing the meter down can help the customer, because usually meter rates, monthly rate is based on the size of the meter. So if you size it down with larger gallons per minute flow, that'll help the customer, usually on the water bill and the sewer bill, because quite often the sewer bill is connected in size of the meter as well. So we think there's a lot of promise now and to the future using that style meter, that Octave, and also being able to see the gallons per minute on the register, as well as totalizing what gallons have been used from 1 month to the next. Again, no moving parts, so there's really nothing to wear out in the meter. That's what we think is the movement to the future.
That obviously reduces maintenance costs and having to send crews out to fix these things if there's no moving parts that need to be replaced. You know, I just want, just for my clarification and for the audience's clarification, Robert, just verify for me exactly why it's so important to be able to manage those low flows.
Well, again, there's an awful lot of usage at a low flow that a larger meter is not, other style methodologies of capturing and measuring water, just not capable of doing. So, And most of the time it goes unknown because, you know, the large meter just simply doesn't capture that low flow. So when you can get down to, like a quarter of a gallon a minute on a 2-inch meter, it's remarkable what kind of difference you can see in readings. And even sometimes letting the customer know, hey, you've got a problem, you know, in your system somewhere. You've got something leaking. And now we're capturing it, where before, where we had a different style meter, we were not able to capture because it didn't have the physical capability of capturing low flows.
All right. Well, let's talk about data logging. I mean, obviously, that's another critical element to these meters, and most importantly, as to improving your ability to provide better customer service. Talk about data logging. I suspect you have a couple of stories to tell about that as well.
We do. It's been an extremely valuable tool for us. You know, let's say you've got a customer who goes on vacation, and let's say it's just over the weekend. And typically the last thing that people do when they go on vacation is, before they go out the door, they go to the restroom, and then they flush the commode, and then they walk out the door. Well, they're assuming in their mind that everything was okay with that toilet, that it sealed up like it normally does. However, we've seen a number of instances and cases, case studies, where customer went out the door, the commode flapper did not seal, and either they got stuck by chain or got offset and basically did not seal. And that commode toilet ran all weekend, sometimes, you know, 10 to 30,000 gallons, depending on the size hole that the flapper didn't seal. So the people come home and they go, maybe they get their water bill and they go, there's no way. I mean, what happened? I mean, I didn't use the water. My commode's not been leaking. And then when we data log it, we can say, well, okay, well, it looked like on the weekend, started on Friday evening, and this thing ran 3 gallons a minute or 5 gallons a minute, and looks like it ran from Friday night till Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And they go, oh, wow, we were out of town. You know what? I did flush the commode as I was leaving the house. So it's kind of a wake-up call to the customer, and also proves that, you know, the meter's correct. That we're not trying to, you know, be inaccurate with our readings or charge them for usage that they didn't actually use. So it's been very valuable in cases like that. Also irrigation, where maybe people have had, on irrigation systems, we've had the same case where maybe they had solenoid valves or valves within their system leaking, and they thought their irrigation system was actually off, should have been off, when in fact it was not off. They had some valve, again, solenoid valves leaking, dripping or running water, and sometimes for days. And we've seen some very, very large water bills as a result of that. Able to data log it, show them that, you know, from the 15th to the 25th, this ran X number of gallons a minute, and that's where the water, and that's why your water bill is where it is today.
So it enables you to troubleshoot problems. When a customer calls you, probably angry because their bill is so high, and then you can almost pinpoint exactly what probably happened and help them identify where they have a problem, which they then can fix, which solves the problem. It also probably does something towards educating the marketplace on how to conserve a little bit more effectively and get a better toilet or fix and do some repairs and maintenance to an irrigation system so that they're not wasting water.
Exactly. And also you're able to answer that question, where'd the water go? You know, quite often they go, I didn't use the water. Where'd the water go? Why is my bill this high?
Yeah.
And when you can data log it with day and time, and then they can reflect back on, oh my goodness, I was gone, or I thought my irrigation system was off, or even the landlord. You know, we've had this case, you know, where landlord goes in, cleans up an apartment or a house, leaves the water on, and then his new rent tenant comes in, and we get to start reading. There's been a lot of water. You know, you get into that, well, who used the water? Was it the tenant or was it the landlord? And when you can actually go back to actual dates and times, and then that person reflect back on their schedule and say, oh my goodness, well, nope, that tenant hadn't moved in by that date. That must have been me. I must have left the water running.
Ah, so resolutions. Yep, I get it. Awesome. Well, Robert, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. This has been really helpful and very informative. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Davidson Water?
We have a website, www.davidsonwater.com. My phone number is 336-731-5526. That's my desk phone. And would be happy to talk to you about our experiences with radio read meters.
All right. Robert Walters, the Vice President of Construction and Engineering with Davidson Water. Robert, it was a real pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining me.
Thank you very much, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. We'll return after a short commercial break with Master Meter's Rick Davis. We'll be right back. It's a fact. You can't manage what you don't measure. And accurate water accountability is critical for the long-term stability of your utility and confidence of your customers, which is why proper meter selection cannot be overlooked. To measure every drop you pump, you also must measure every drop you bill. The Octave's ultrasonic solid-state technology gives you lifetime accuracy, very sensitive low flow measurement to capture leaks, while also meeting the demands of the high flow you need for all of your valued customers. With the Octave, powered by Master Meter, you're providing your customers with the very best in advanced, accurate water management. To learn more about the Octave, please contact us at 1-800-765-6518 or visit us at octavemeter.com. That's octavemeter.com. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Rick Davis. He is the AMI product manager with Master Meter. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. I had a really interesting conversation with Mr. Walters of Davidson Water. I mean, he really was talking very, very favorably about the Octave meter and all of that does. So I wanted to give you a quick chance. Give us the 10,000-foot view of Master Meter. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Sure. Well, Master Meter is a class-leading water meter manufacturer. We are relatively youthful in the sphere of water meter manufacturers. Most of the players in the market have been around for nearly 100 years, if not exceeding 100 years. Master Meter is about younger than 40, which is pretty youthful in the arena. And basically, we apply a scientific method toward water meter measurement principles. And what we pride ourselves in is our agility in the market to design products that meet current demands to move the water metering aspects into the 21st century. And our success has been in many innovations in measurement principle and the smart metering aspects of water meters.
Rick, what the heck do you mean by scientific method? It's a meter. I mean, it's something you manufacture, you install it, and it does a job. Help me understand what you mean. It's fascinating when you say we apply a scientific method. Explain that. Go deeper there.
you know, water meters have been around far more than 100 years. Most meter technology on the market, the measuring principles, that can really be traced back to designs that are 50 years old or more. And we recognize that there are new tools available, design tools, modeling tools, and we utilize those to perfect new designs, new materials that are much more resistant to chemical attack, and then progressing all the way into solid-state metering. We basically recognize that there are limitations to mechanical meters, and so the Octave line is an example of putting solid-state into play, but not just putting it into play. Some of the solid-state principles have been around for years, but they were either very expensive or very large, cumbersome, usually only utilized by the highest end and the largest installation. We basically miniaturized those, took our technologies, and said we're going to make this a meter for the common water user utility and that anybody can employ, and then use all the talents that we've had in engineering to make it practical and easy to use.
Well, to quote Robert Walters from the first segment, he says, the thing's got no moving parts. And what he was really saying there was, it doesn't break, and it's reliable, and there's no maintenance. You don't have to replace parts and all that. It's probably more complicated than that, but it speaks to what he sees as the real value in that. Walk me through the solid-state meter and what that really delivers to the end user. And I'm talking about the utility, obviously, but also to how they serve their customer.
Sure. The solid-state meter, having no moving parts, means that there is no wear and tear on an internal assembly. For the last 100 years, the meters were mechanical. They had impellers and vanes and pistons and gears, and all that had friction and wear, and over time, those meters would lose accuracy. So they had a definitive lifespan because of the mechanical wear that would occur on it. And what's happened with solid state is we've shifted the focus to what can the meter give, because the meter has no moving part, so there is no mechanical wear and tear. The meter is lighter, it's smaller, but the big benefit is we're no longer constrained by mechanical limitations. Now the meter, using complicated electronic measurement principles, now we can make a meter that's far more accurate than any mechanical meter was and expand its performance envelope. So, for example, a modern Octave 4-inch meter can measure water that was typically reserved for, on the low end, for a 5/8 by 3/4 size meter, and all the way to the high end of the best class 2 turbines in a 4-inch range, and do it without any gaps in performance in between.
Well, I got to tell you, Robert was talking significantly about the value of being able to measure those low flows as being very, very important to him and to Davidson. So that's a critical thing. And I'm still chuckling over your comment that you're still a youthful company in this space, 40 years. And I'll remind the audience that Mr. Walters and Davidson has been a 10-year customer of Master Meter. So, Rick, let's shift to the marketplace a bit and some of the things that are happening that are driving this focus on the Master Meter scientific approach to this thing. I mean, there's a lot more focus now on stricter and more precise water management and accountability and understanding where, you know, the unaccounted for water. Talk about some of these marketplace drivers and why that's so important to the product that Master Meter brings to market.
You know, in the U.S., we've been really laxed in past decades with regard to energy, water usage. It was pretty much plentiful and quite easy to comparatively to supply and use. It was fairly disposable. And what's shifting is with the regulatory demands on water utilities, the high cost of energy. One of the largest costs in any water utility is the energy it takes to pump the water. And the focus is shifting over to catching every drop of water. A utility no longer can afford to allow unaccounted for water to occur in high volume. Every water system has some form of unaccounted for water, whether it's through line leaks or unmeasured data points or meter points, even through their mechanical meters. If they're using meter technology that's a decade or two decades old, they're losing some water through those meters. And, you know, just a decade ago, it was very common in our industry for an aged meter to be fully acceptable to be left in place if it measured 5% inefficiently. They figured 95% was good enough. Today, that's a big difference for water utilities revenues. And we're pushing that up into the 1% or better category in many cases.
Wow. Wow. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I hear you, Rick, with the increased pressure on utilities to better account for every drop of water. And part of the problem that they're facing is just the natural tendency of the consumer to be uninformed and unaware of their water usage. And so when they get when they have a high water bill and they call to complain about the high bill, and then you know, the data logging function of the octave meter really can, it does, in addition to providing critical information to that customer on behalf of someone like a Davidson Water, for instance. But it also informs and educates that marketplace a bit too, which will make them better customers, which then will allow the utility to even do a better job of conserving and accounting for all that water, right?
Yes. You know, the shift is toward information. Meters have become more accurate across the board. We've done our homework. We've got a meter that's very stable, very accurate. But that does only so much towards getting the goal of having full accountability of water throughout the system. And that goes all the way into the consumer. We believe that the focus moving forward is going to be empowering everyone in a utility, from the utility director to the billing clerks, all the way back to the consumer, the ratepayer, that our philosophy is that everyone in that whole lineup is a water manager. As a consumer, I can manage my water, and I do that through tools that we can provide that are really unique. We now have phone apps, and this phone app basically portals into the water utility. The water utility shares information with the consumer, and because we can provide more than just a cycle read every month, well, now we can provide that data logged information. We can provide them with enough information that they can determine where they stand in their water bill. You know, the day of a shock water bill, that's our goal, is to eliminate that so that we're proactive. The utility can be proactive in supplying information to a user that they may have a leak. Maybe they're using an unexpected amount of water in, say, their irrigation system. They can discover that, correct that issue before they get the bill, and understand why that bill is what it is.
It's fascinating to hear you talk about these things, Rick. And as the marketplace, and here I mean the utilities who are using meters from a company like Master Meter, there's going to be continued increased pressure on vendors such as Master Meter to continue to develop new software tools and refine existing technologies and continue to innovate and improve. How is Master Meter poised to respond to that increased pressure? It sounds like you're in a pretty good position.
Well, we are. We have developed many products to take what we like is the science of measurement. We go in, and any great product solves a problem for somebody. You know, it's not just about being a device that looks good in the field. What it needs to do is perform, and if it happens to do something that saves time, money, effort in the field, it does that. And so we've done that very successfully with our 3G lineup of radio products, with our patented design where the radio is completely encapsulated in the register with no external wires. That was a big shift in the industry. With the octave meter with solid state, having a large meter that has just simply unmatched performance envelope. And then the information we can give that we return to the utility. You know, the day is coming where utilities are no longer happy with a cycle read, that being reading meters once a month. The smart meter revolution is where meters are going to feed information continuously to that utility, and that's where the utility is going to be able to account for their water. They're going to be able to determine where is water going at different time periods. And I think a case in point would be just recently talked to a customer that had issues with pressure in one of their zones of their system. Traditionally, you read meters once a month, and they knew they had a certain amount of water being pumped into the system. They were missing where that water was going. When they put in a smart meter technology, they were able to monitor the meter continuously, and they discovered that they had a region in their city that had a large population of apartment complexes. Those just happened to have every irrigation system in that complex all triggered at midnight.
Oh.
It was just a default setting. When that did, it would draw down their water tower and put them in an energy and water reserve situation that they didn't like. It was as simple as informing the complexes, having them shift their water schedules over a little bit, solve the problem. No expense on the utilities part.
Yeah, amazing. Well, as you said, it's all about information, and the more you can provide, the better the whole entire ecosystem can respond and perform better. Well, Rick, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Master Meter?
Well, the best way to catch the information for Master Meter is to go to mastermeter.com. We have a wealth of information on the website, and our 800 number is 800-765-6518. Give us a call. We'll get you to the right person, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
Rick Davis, the AMI Product Manager with Master Meter. Rick, it was great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining me.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of my guests, Robert Walters and Rick Davis, I'm Todd Schnick. Water Online Radio will return soon.